Nobody knows what's going on for someone else. Really trying to see the world through someone else's lens is really a step towards empathy and sort of true empathy.
The one thing I learned. Lessons for life.
Welcome to this week's episode of The One Thing I Learned, where I'm going to be talking with Emily Stillman. Emily is such an inspiring leader in the film industry. She's a senior vice president at Warner Brothers Studios. She's had a career that's lasted, I guess, about 20 years, where she's been production manager, business development manager, and is now where she is. She's really humble, really inspiring. She very graciously gave me 15 minutes just to try and find what her lesson would be to pass on to the next generation.
I think something that I've learned over the years, which is probably my most valuable thing, is the importance of seeing things through other people's lens. And by that, I mean in any kind of situation, in any relationship, whether it's friends, family, work, romantic relationships, dealing with people on a daily basis. There's so many things that come up in a day. And actually so much potential along the way for difficulties, for challenges, for conflict. And I realized over the time that there's kind of always a reason for it. And rather than reacting to it, when you try and see it through someone else's lens, suddenly it becomes much more explainable. You understand maybe why they've done what they've done. And thinking about how something you've said or done could be received, it makes the resolution so much easier.
And so we'll go back through all of that. I think it's a brilliant lesson. Can you just explain what kind of stage of life you're in, you know, career-wise, you know, family-wise or whatever? You know, do you mind just sort of telling me?
Sure. And this is actually probably quite an important part of trying to see the world through someone else's lens, because when I think about, you know, decisions I might make in my daily life, I'm doing that because of really because of my life choices and who I am. And that's a multiple of factors. So, you know, I think my parents were second generation immigrants. I'm the youngest of three kids. My parents were very hardworking. I was then privately educated. My siblings are really important to me. I've got two children. I divorced when they were very young. I worked freelance in production for 20 years. I then moved to the corporate side and have spent 15 years on the corporate side. One of my best friends took his life not so long ago. And it's really the combination of all those different things that really direct me on a daily basis into my choices and my decisions. And when I think about seeing the world through someone else's lens, they will have a completely different jigsaw puzzle of life experience. So are likely to make decisions in a different way and see things in a different way.
Yeah. And have there been sort of instances where you maybe didn't have that tool in your toolkit of dealing with people at work or life that you mind sharing?
Definitely. I mean, I think back to kind of the days when I worked in production, freelance, and I mean, when you're working in a production office and it's a highly pressured environment and you've got all the other departments around you and you're trying, you've got a huge amount you have to deliver every moment of every day. And I very much, looking back, I very much did it from this is what I need to do and this is what I'm going to get done. And that can create conflict. And I think if I was to be in that position now, I would approach that so differently. It's understanding better why the ADs need what they want, why that piece of kit is so important to the camera team, the pressure that the lighting team might be under, or special effects to be able to turn something around quickly or deliver it quickly. I think the more that if I had understood a lot more of that when I was in production, I think it probably, I could have been a lot more effective. And actually that's part of now and part of, you know, the work that I'm doing sort of now, and some of the training and skills development work is really trying to get people to a place where they do understand each other a lot more, whether that's sort of interpersonal skills or really from a skill of the job and understanding what other people are doing, why they do it and how they do it.
And do you think that you know, I quite like the Stoic philosophies, and sort of I'm trying to teach the kids, you know, control what you can control. And obviously you can control how you are, but you can't necessarily control how other people are or events around you. But you can try and understand them and sort of start the day not going, oh, that person's deliberately, oh, they're a bit grumpy today. But you don't know what's happened with them. They might have slept badly, they might have, you know, sort of heard some bad news, and it's not always about you. Whereas I think it sort of sometimes feels like the world sort of centres around us, and it's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? It's quite hard to think that.
Some people could see what I've said as people pleasing, or someone else said, God, that's exhausting, constantly thinking about what anyone else might say or feel. But it's not that at all. It's actually about being conscious of yourself and conscious of the decisions that you make and how they might impact others. I think another really good example of it, and I think it kind of illustrates what I've just said, is I remember being at home once and a delivery guy coming to do something, to drop something off. And he dropped something off and he was really grumpy, and he kind of threw it on the floor, and he was just really rude. And I remember picking it up off the floor, and I said something back to him, like, don't chuck it at my door, or something like that. And he turned around and he was like, I'll chuck it wherever I want to chuck it. And I was like, no, anyway, we got into a bit of an argument. And then he turned around and he just imploded. He burst out crying. He was like a heap on the floor. And I kind of went to him, I was like, what's the matter? Anyway, he was having a really bad time. I think his wife had just left him and everything was going completely wrong in his life. And he was just such a soul in need of help and comfort and support, and everything was going wrong for him. And I would never have thought that when he was a grumpy delivery man coming to my door just to chuck something at the door. And it's a real lesson in nobody knows what's going on for someone else. And we all receive stuff from people. And it's very easy to react to those things. But you never know why someone has made that decision, why they said it in that way, why they might appear that way. And the more that we can be a bit kinder and a bit more compassionate and understand, A, people are different, and B, people are going through different stuff. And the majority of people we see in the world, there is something going on somewhere for people. And so just having that compassion and understanding actually for all of us can just make us so much more supportive for each other and a more sort of harmonious world.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about that. I think it's a brilliant lesson. I'll definitely be sort of, you know, showing that one to the kids and all of that. Is there anything else you want to add to that? Or?
Yeah, I think just one last thing I wanted to say was on, you know, some of the work that we do at the moment. And it's really easy, sort of, whether it's in a, you know, my job at the moment is running a studio facility for Warners. Whether it's running the facility, it's liaising with productions, or some of the training work that we're doing. You know, one of the changes we're really trying to make is breaking down barriers into the industry and making it more equitable. And with that comes exactly this, which is the need to understand that people have different life experiences, thankfully. They're coming from different places, they've got different backgrounds, they've got different cultures, different ages, different religions, everything. And we need to be more conscious of that in the decisions that we make. So
I think that is really important. That's a really good point, because the minute, like you said, you show that, you know, that guy had all that stuff going on in his life, and you didn't know that, and it, you know, at the face of it, it just causes an argument and it just goes back and forth. Mm. But actually, as soon as you understand that kind of perspective, and so getting other people in, is that having a positive effect? Do you think, like, can you see some of these people come in who may not have had opportunities before? Are you starting to see a shift?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're making baby steps of progress. There's a long way to go, and there's a huge amount of work to do. And whilst we can come up with schemes and training programs to get more people in, equally important is making sure the existing industry is open to receive. And so that's about really trying to change the culture further up the chain in terms of, you know, how we function, how we run, how we talk to people, our expectations of people. So it's part of a much bigger change. And the more that we can spread that out across the whole of the industry, the better.
Yeah, I agree. Just sort of devil's advocate on that sort of lesson of, you know, making sure that you take other people's perspectives into account. You know, how do you think you can protect yourself? Like you were sort of saying, you know, you're a people pleaser or something like that. How far do you go before sort of going, actually, I have these needs? Or is it a case of sort of, you know, sometimes, you know, I kind of like to think of it like a team, you know, so sometimes you need a bit of help and you hope other people rally around you. But what if they're not and you're still expected to see from their perspective? Like, how do you think you cope with that? Just,
I mean, I think by doing this, I'm not giving anything up for myself. I'm actually just helping myself more. So the more that we can all think about other people's experiences and think about the world through other people's lens, the better our environment is going to be. And I guess there's also a bit of role modeling in that the more you do it and other people see it being successful and they do it, it just gets that momentum going.
The one thing I learned, one guest, one story, one lesson every week. Kind of lesson that stays with you. Not advice, not noise, just something true. Something gathered on the way. Something worth passing on. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And at theonethingilearned.com. Produced by Amelia Clement. Music by Benjamin Hallway from Stamp Productions.